Seasons can turn on a moment. For the Utah Jazz, it was the last time they played Detroit. A bloodied Ricky Rubio went to the locker room, quickly re-emerging with the Jazz down 6 and only 3 to play. He and a few Joe Ingles threes led the Jazz to a victory that would spur on this run.
Mitchell rebounds, on the push, big strides, circles it around, finds Ingles trailing, 4-3, jingling Joe Ingles, hits another one.
Since then, there's been a lot of Donovan.
Donovan rolling, right side dribble, attacks, underhand scoop, finishes, and does a summer star salt the other way, and foul, holy smokes.
A bunch of Rudy.
Left hand drive by Rubio, Nash dribbles back out around, lobs it up high for Gobert, and Rudy caught it above the ceiling. Threw it back down through the roof and into the hoop. Wow!
And a few fabulous favors.
53-51 Pelicans. We've played 3 uninspired minutes of basketball to open the half. Lob from Gobert to Favors in the Wasatch. Front connects.
18 wins in their last 20 games since Rubio fought back for the Jazz. And tonight, they see the Pistons again from downtown Salt Lake City. It's the Jazz and the Pistons.
Tip-off is now.
David, what I'm looking for tonight is going to be a matchup. And this is going to be between Derek Favors and Blake Griffin. Why? Because they're going to go single coverage with Blake. Derek Favors is going to guard him all alone. And if it gets to the point where he can't handle it or Blake gets on a run, that's when they'll go double. So that's what I'm going to be watching. That matchup right there. You've talked so much about the isolation there of Blake. The Jazz are going to tackle it tonight.
Can I add something on, Ron?
Why not?
The Jazz usually, if a point guard gets into the paint low, they switch it. They do it's called they call it late black. Black's their switch, late switch. They don't want to do that today because it'll leave a point guard on Drummond and Ish Smith keeps his dribble alive. Uh-huh. To me, it's a sign of whether they're engaged or not. If they can make the adjustment from what they regularly do, that tells me they recognize tonight's game plan. If they get caught on that, it's a sign to me they're just out there playing instead of focusing.
Great point.
All right, we're underway. Pistons in their traditional blue and red uniforms. Jazz in their gold. The Jazz run the most picks of any team in the league. The Pistons run the most dribble handoffs of anyone in the league. Ricky Rubio at the top. First opening play, finds Ingles on the right side open, gives to Gobert, rolls to the rack and dunks. Should we tell the backstory about the opening play?
That was supposed to go to Derek Favors, but you saw what got blew up on the weak side of the floor, and they could not get it to Derek Favors.
Quinn loves that play because he knows there's multiple options on it, and that's why. Stanley Johnson, Arizona product, working in a lane, fades back and misses. 2-0 Utah. Jazz have won 18 of 20. Rolling to the basket is Gobert. Throws a high pass to the corner to Mitchell. He catches, attacks, falls over with a cross-court pass to Rubio. Fires a three. It swirls out. Ricky had a brilliant game the other night. 30 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Only the second 30-10-5 game of his career. Pass into Stanley Johnson. Donovan's a little smaller. Overpowering him is Johnson. Donovan goes down. That's a charge. We have 5 games going on in the NBA that we will keep an eye on for you that all have playoff implications, as there are 10 games tonight overall. Timberwolves and Wizards are going down to the wire. That'll be our early focus. Here it's 2-0 Utah's. Ricky Rubio averages 13 points a game in his 6th season in the NBA. Gives it off to Ingles. Ingles hands to the rookie Mitchell. Donovan double teamed off a pick and roll. Cross court pass to Rubio. Bullets it down low to Gobert and he dunks. Oh, that is gorgeous triangular basketball. Right wing from Mitchell, left corner Rubio, back under the basket
had
for a dunk.
Conversation with his dad tonight about that skip pass that Donovan just made and how it gets from point A to point B in a hurry, and he knows it's from that baseball background.
So Donovan's dad's here tonight?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Dad said, played 7 years of minor league baseball, never made the show, now works in the Mets front office.
And he's in the Mets organization still.
Let's go to that Minnesota-Washington game, get an update.
So Tyus Jones will bring it up here with 2:15 left. 109-104 is the count. Timberwolves lead by 5. Got possession. 15 to shoot. Bounce pass to Towns. Left wing against Gortat. 20 feet out. Towns, a jab step. Now puts it on the floor. Starts to back down Gortat. Still 8 to shoot. Towns still with it. Bangs away. Spins to the baseline. He's bottled up. A kick out pass up top is knocked away and stolen. Thomas Sadoransky with it. He'll drive to the bucket around his back. Dropping it for Porter. All alone for a two-handed.
All right, so that game getting a little tighter. Minnesota went on a mammoth 19-3 run to take the lead. Here it's 4-1 after split free throws. Donovan penetrates, scoops to Favors. Hard time handling it, throws to the corner, it's stolen. Turnover on the Jazz. Blake Griffin comes to the front court in an unfamiliar uniform. He goes to the right side in an even stranger number, number 23. Into the post to Drummond, who was brilliant against the Jazz the other night. Drives into the body of Gobert, off balance, and puts out the glass and in. He had 30 points, 24 rebounds, and 6 block shots. Boy, when the teams matched up last time, the best game I've ever seen him play.
And that ball game, that play there, he just went right through Rudy. I mean, just knocked Rudy off balance backwards. He's 6'11", 280 pounds.
Ingles dribbling, loses the dribble, out of bounds, knocked away by the Pistons.
I'd say 300 pounds.
He's a big boy.
I'm going to add 20 pounds on it, but he's a very big and strong, averaging 5 offensive rebounds a game.
4-3 Utah. Joe Ingles, number 2 in the league in three-point shooting, comes with a left-hand dribble, brings Drummond to him. A mid-range shot for Joe is good. That's not a shot Joe takes very often and doesn't make it very often either, actually. He's really a at-the-rim three-point shooter.
Well, it's good he made that one, because if they can't continue to go underneath, then he's going to have that shot quite a bit.
We talk a lot about how Rudy drops. We drop the big. They drop Drummond. Drummond's not going to come out for you. Drummond working the dribble on Gobert, loses it out of bounds. That's off of Rudy.
And right now you're seeing single coverage on Drummond so far.
6-3. Jazz with an early lead. Pistons won their first three with Blake against lesser teams. Everyone thought it was going to be great. Since then, they've lost 10 of 13. They're just shorthanded now. Blake Griffin will take a 3 right side, no good. Donovan with a great screen out, grabs the rebound himself, comes with his bright yellow shoes to the front court. With his navy blue tights, swings to the top to Ingles. Jazz set the most picks of any team in the league, and Ingles rolls off one of them here. Back up top to Rubio, kicks to the corner to Favors, catch and shoot 3, got it! Derek Favors, corner 3, Ron, we watched it in practice, he just looks really comfortable for him.
He's really comfortable. I mean, he's looking to shoot the 3, and he's picking a great spot, I think, to develop that three-point shot, and that is the corner.
4-5 pick and roll between Griffin and Drummond, and Drummond commits an offensive foul. That's his first. That's Jazz lead at 9-3.
Two offensive fouls here.
Pistons are not a good defensive team in the first quarter of games. Right side, Mitchell. Comes off a Favors pick. We'll take a 3 off the bounce. It swirls deep in the cup. No good. Favors tips it up and in. Favors set the pick for Mitchell and got the offensive rebound. Put it back up and in. 11-3 Utah. Stan Van Gundy wants a timeout. We'll take it as well. An early start for the Jazz. They're up 11-3 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Oh, my!
Utah Jazz Sound Flash.
I think we really have put an emphasis on, you know, collectively attacking, whether that be attacking in pick and roll. I think we're trying to get better at attacking in transition, attacking when the ball changes sides, and driving the ball.
I mean, their defense has been great. I think that's what got them rolling. They're very unselfish. They pass the ball. They execute. Totally different system than what Coach Sloan had when he was here, but similar in terms of, you know, a lot of screens, very unselfish. They're not the least bit sloppy in anything. They really execute.
11-3 here. That's your sound flash. Stan Van Gundy there talking about the system of the Jazz and their unselfishness. And Blake Griffin hits a 17-foot jump shot. Jazz sound flash brought to you by Nu Skin, proud sponsor of the Utah Jazz. Discover the difference. Discover the best you. Nu Skin. USA.com.
That was that half roll that they did not want Blake to get.
Pick and roll between Rudy Gobert and Ricky Rubio. That's a little different than usual. And a foul called on Ish Smith trying to fight through it. 11-5 Utah. 7:53 left. First quarter. 5 for Favors, 4 for Gobert. The Jazz bigs answering Griffin and Drummond early. Pick and roll. Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors set him for Rubio. Flare to the corner by Donovan. He throws a one-hand fastball that goes through Favors, through Gobert, to the far side to Rubio. He picks it up, has to throw a deep, deep, deep 3 up, and it goes short. I don't know if I mentioned this already. Detroit has not been good in defense in first quarters this year. 26th in the league defensively in first quarters. Jazz have hit on five of their first eight shots.
Well, according to Van Gundy, he thinks their bench matches up with other teams' benches a lot better.
That's an interesting thought as Blake Griffin hits another jump shot over the top. A little surprised to hear that because they're pretty shorthanded at this point with the trading of Harris and Bradley and others, and now Reggie Bullock, who's played great out because of the car injury after the car accident. Right-hand drive by Ingles, kicks to the corner to Favors. This time he'll take a push shot from 12 feet out and score it.
Yeah, you notice he could have taken that shot about, I don't know, 18, 19 feet away from the basket, so it was a go and catch. He caught the basketball on the move coming to the basket and then shot the run.
Stanley Johnson, big, strong, small forward out of Arizona, comes to the free throw line on a dribble handoff and hits. Remember, dribble handoff is what they do most. Well, Ingles, pick and roll. Gets the basket, fakes the pass, and scores.
According to Coach Antonio Lang, they talk about the only person they're going to run a pick and roll with is going to be Ish.
Ish Smith, three ball straight away, no good. Rebound to Favors, 15-9 Utah.
Otherwise, it's the dribble handoff with
Here
everyone
comes
else.
Rubio down to the right corner, then penetrates, looking to throw the pass to the corner. It's not there, so he wraps it around to Favors, out to Donovan, catch and shoot three is good. Donovan is a 42% catch and shoot three-point shooter and sliding down to 30 about off the bounce right now. 18-9, Jazz doubling up the Pistons. Blake Griffin. They leave him open for another mid-range jumper. This one flips out. Rebound comes down to Ingles. A lot of credit to Gobert for keeping Drummond occupied while Ingles got the rebound. Early drag screen coming. Drive by Joe Ingles to the basket. Layup off the glass. No, he missed it. 18-9. Three for Griffin, left side, short. Tapped out. Mitchell has it. Long outlet. Over throws Favors. Favors tight ropes the sideline. No, he doesn't. Tight ropes the baseline. Stepped on it. Your early thing you were going to watch was Favors and Blake. What are you seeing, Ron? Yeah,
what I'm saying is they've missed. Well, they didn't follow directions on this first field goal. That last field goal, when you said that what they were doing was getting back, Derek Favors was getting back to Blake. So that meant Donovan had to release.
Blake Griffin, another 18-foot jump shot. No good. You cannot live in the mid-range like that. Offensive rebound, Drummond back up and in.
He's just a beast down on the glass. He had eight offensive rebounds the last time these two teams met in Detroit.
18-11 Utah, 5 minutes to play, first quarter. Right corner Ingles drives the baseline to the rack. Fouled, can't finish. By the way, speaking of offensive rebounds, I got this one just for you, Ron.
Okay.
Andre Drummond has tied Maurice Lucas for 75th all time, which isn't that on the offensive rebound list. But you were a big Maurice Lucas fan, the late Maurice Lucas, so I thought we'd mention that.
Yeah, and he was a beast on the glass. When we talk about Maurice Lucas, so how good, in my eyes, does that make Drummond on the glass?
If he's already equaled him, and Drummond still just a youngster. Drummond came into the league at 19 years old, so despite the fact that this is Drummond's sixth season, he was born in 93. He's only 25 years old.
So you have to think about the amount of years that Maurice Lucas played and was considered to be one of the best in getting offensive rebounds. Drummond lets you know how good he is.
Ingles makes the free throws. Jazz now lead it 20-11. Jazz big guys doing their job tonight. Favors and Gobert have 11 points, two rebounds. Okay. They have 8 points.
Single coverage with Jarepko, and he gets the reaching foul.
He reaches in the foul. Foul on Jarepko.
I think Coach Snyder likes Joe Ingles when Derek has to go to center. Then he likes Joe Ingles in the ball game with him, correct?
It's a really good point, Ron. I talked to Quinn about this today. They switched up the rotation a little bit, and Ingles is now opening up that second quarter with the bench unit because of how good the Ingles Favors pick and roll is. It's why the Jazz had such a problem in New Orleans when Favors got in that foul trouble. Turnaround jumper, Blake Griffin in the left block is
tough shot.
Good. Blake Griffin very active here early. Rubio penetrates, Nash dribbles, hands to Gobert, and he dunks. 22-13. Gobert with six, Favors with seven, and three assists already for Ricky Rubio. left into the block again. Blake, turnaround jumper, no. Tip follow, Drummond up and in as he fell to the ground, and Rudy got his knees out of the way quickly. Well, so Blake Griffin's got 6 points. Andre Drummond has 6 points.
And Drummond just bullies his way around the glass. He really uses his body very, very well.
He seems to know Blake's going to shoot. Rubio penetrates, stops at the free throw line, pops the jumper right in. 24-15. Jazz have hit on 71% of their shots. So remember, Detroit 26 in the league defensively in first quarters.
And there we go, isolation again. I mean, he just goes down and sets up. They don't run plays for him. We're talking about Blake.
Blake going one-on-one on Terebko, Bogarting him to the rack, misses. Offensive rebound tipped around all the way out on the floor. Ish Smith has it, kicks to the right side. Stanley Johnson for a three. Well short, rebound Rubio. Long outlet tipped away by Johnson, but right back to Rubio. Rubio then gives to Crowder, leaves it behind his back to Terebko.
It's gotta
right
fall.
Side three.
It's gotta fall.
Got it! Oh, Jake Crowder with a beautiful pass, and Terebko buries the three. And that's a big three for Terebko. He's dealing with some wrist pain, and I think it's important for him to see that first one go down.
Absolutely. We watched him shoot and watch him complain about how difficult it is.
Stanley Johnson will try another three. He'll miss another three. And a foul on the rebound. It's on the Jazz battling with Drummond.
That means that Rudy Gobert can push Big Drummond out of the way, but you can't use both hands doing it.
14-6 run by the Jazz. Timeout. Utah 27-15 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Look out.
He's incredible.
Big T is entering the booth.
And now.
Get ready.
Thurl Bailey joins Lock and Boo on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Back with you here. It's 27-15 Utah. An early 12-point jump against the Pistons. Washington led by 10 against Minnesota midway through the early in the fourth quarter. Minnesota went on a furious rally. Karl Anthony Towns ended up hitting a big three, and Minnesota wins in Washington tonight, 116-111. That's a huge win for the Wolves, coming off their big win against the Golden State Warriors. Luke Kennard going to the basket, knocked away by Royce O'Neal, goes right to Andre Drummond, who lays it up and in. Gobert is getting a rest, so now Favors has to deal with Drummond. And joining us now is our good friend Thurl Bailey.
Hey, hey.
Jay Crowder, right side, guarded by the rookie Kennard. Jay Crowder just beat him up like a big brother does to the... Actually, you don't even do that to your little brother because mom would find out. You do that to your cousin.
Yeah, watch out because Detroit has a
true.
Big brother.
You don't know how true that is.
29-19, Kennard driving, throws a pass to Drummond. He goes to dunk, and Crowder says, no, you will not, and fouls him with a swipe across the arms.
Yeah, Detroit's got a big brother, too.
Yeah, Andre Drummond's a massive man.
Gosh.
Can Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin play together?
Yeah, why not?
As they move this franchise forward? I don't know. I think it's a legitimate question in the Pistons' mind. The Pistons to figure out.
You'll figure it out before they will.
I know, and then I'll let them know.
Right.
Maybe they should just hire me.
Nope.
Okay.
You're stuck. Hey, how are you guys' cars running right now? Pretty good?
Why is that?
Because the Jazz, I'm telling you, they're looking like a well-oiled machine.
Nice.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, things are just clicking right now. It's not perfect, but the energy's good.
Terebko, hard drive to the rack, foul and finishes. The Jazz ran a beautiful weave action up top with a lot of action, and Terebko just came like a shot out of a cannon from the top, rolls into Drummond, draws the foul. That's two on Drummond. Foul troubles cursed him for much of his career. And Utah leads 31-19.
Big T.
Yes, sir.
Coming along with the car.
Yeah, I know yours is running right.
Yeah, you're right.
Which one?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean, which one?
Which garage did you go in to get your car out?
It's storage. It's not a...
you're stacking them.
31-19, 150 left in the first quarter. Kennard, the pick before Donovan Mitchell, fires the three and misses. How many times can I mention that tonight?
Yeah.
Well, you see the Stan Gundy didn't want any part of that.
No, he was going to be nice about but only so much. O'Neal drives, comes around the baseline, flares up top to Crowder. Catch and shoot three from the top is good.
That's good to see.
34-19. You know what I loved about Jay Crowder's game the other night? He's like 1 of 11 and plus 22.
Yeah.
He has a terrible shooting night, and he helped the Jazz in so many different ways.
I'm sorry. I thought that was a typo.
The plus 22 or the 1 of 11?
With both together, 1 of 11, then looking at the plus minus.
I thought you were going to jump all over that 1 for 11 could help you win. 34-19, Jazz get a stop. Here's Donovan, right-hand dribble. No Neto tonight. He's out with a fractured wrist. Left corner, O'Neal. Fakes left, goes right to the lane, floats it up and in. 36 points for the Jazz in the quarter. Every Jazz player has scored. What's our season high points in the first quarter? 50 seconds left in the quarter. Bounce pass by Jameer Nelson inside and a floater up and in. For Eric Moreland. Long, lanky, big. Plays in when Drummond is out as their center. 36-21, favors on the roll to the basket. Kicks to Crowder, right corner three, good.
Good for him.
39-21, Utah.
Good for him.
Jazz are 5 of 8 from three in the first quarter. And Derek favors with a array of skills in this first quarter that are pretty awesome. Jameer Nelson pull up three, no good. Jarebko has it. Favors has hit a corner three. He set a pick on Mitchell to free Mitchell and then got down to get the rebound. He rolled to the basket and kicked it out. He's hit a 12-foot floater in the side. What a quarter by Favors. Here comes Donovan, 5 seconds left. Cross-court pass to Rebko, corner three. Pow! 42 first quarter points.
And David, there's that skip pass. Donovan Mitchell and LeBron James. I'm going to put him in that category. Throw the best skip pass in the league. That ball gets there, and it gets there in a hurry.
Baseball playing dads in the crowd. He's loving it. Big T, we look forward to talking in the third. Your offensive efficiency in that quarter, fabulous, Thurl.
Right.
Absolutely fabulous.
Thanks, guys.
Jazz double up the Pistons in the first, 42-21 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Step back, left side, jumper, good!
First quarter recap brought to you by America First Credit Union. Get the finest in financial services from Utah's number one credit union. America First.
Here comes Donovan, 5 seconds left. Cross court pass to Rebko, corner three! Wow! 42 first quarter points! Pretty good quarter by Utah Jazz. They lead at 42-21. We'll keep an eye on a bunch of games. Minnesota's already won tonight. Oklahoma City and Atlanta are going down to the wire, surprisingly, as a drive here and a score for James Ennis, Long Beach State product. Long, lanky, small forward. Crowder up top to O'Neal. Jazz have Ingles in at the point guard with O'Neal, Crowder, Jarebko in Favors, and Crowder turns it over. Kennard, who played his college ball at Duke, drives to the basket and lays it up in it. 42-25. Right, left side, Crowder's got 8 first quarter points. Jazz run a 20-8 run right now. Ingles driving, underhand, scooping a score, making a 22-8 run by the Jazz. Doubled up the Pistons in the first quarter, 44-25.
Continues to get away with that little slow drive and then the ball fake that freezes the defense.
If you don't fight, bite on the ball fake, he just throws it to Rudy. Three ball left side, no good. That's Ennis Jr. He's not a great shooter. He's a pure athlete. Remember we said the Pistons allowed a lot of threes. That was in our open of the broadcast. They're 25th in the league at allowing threes. Crowder here fouled outside the three-point line, throws up a prayer. It doesn't go in. They'll call it, or it goes in, but they'll wave it off. Before we inbound, let's go to Oklahoma City and Atlanta, get an update on that game.
The Hawks fall back defensively. The Thunder in their half-court attack as Felton busts right. Hook pass to Patterson open. Strokes a three straight away. Looks good. It is. Cha-Chinga Thunder money ball. Number 14 tonight. Timeout Hawks. 101-95 Thunder as they push back to a 6-point lead with 7:44 to play.
Well, we'd expect Atlanta to fade late. We'll keep an eye on it and see if anything changes. here. The Jazz lead 44-25, looking for their 19th win in 21 games. Ingles forced to take a deep, deep, deep three as the shot clock winds down on a play that never developed. He misses. Here's Nelson. Jameer played in Orlando for Stan Van Gundy on those great Orlando teams. Most recently was in Denver. Comes to Kennard. Left side off the bounce. Pull up three. Jumper is good. The kid can shoot. That's why they got him. 44-27. Ingles big steps to the basket. Blocked from behind by Tolliver.
Yeah, he can shoot. Hit Duke. 44% from the three-point line. He was a 49% field goal shooter. Averaged just under 20 points a ballgame.
Alec Burks gets some run here for the Jazz. He has not played in the last few games. See if he can get something going here. Jazz may have a new player here soon. Dante Exum went through a closed workout 5-on-5 with the Salt Lake Stars today. Here's Jarebko rolling to the rack. A lot of contact. Misses the shot. Battles for the rebound. Tips it out to O'Neal. O'Neal pulls it down. Three on the shot clock. Two on the shot clock. O'Neal recognizes and now turns it over. Tolliver the steal going the other way, and he dunks. Quinn wants a timeout. Pistons on an 8-2 run. It's 44-29 Jazz on the Jazz Radio Network.
Utah Jazz Day in History. Do you remember when?
The year was 1998. The Utah Jazz were playing the then Vancouver Grizzlies, and John Stockton would score his 15,000th career point. Former Jazz coach Frank Layden talks about Stockton's ability to improve his shooting.
After his first year, he asked me in our exit meeting, what can I do to make myself better? And I said, you've got to be more cognizant that, yes, it's very good that you pass, but we need your scoring too. So he went home, and over the summer, I'm sure, shot a million shots because he came back and he was a little bigger, a little stronger, but he became a very, very great shooter.
Stockton would end his career right here in Sacramento with 19,711 career points.
We're obviously not in Sacramento tonight, but he did finish his career in Sacramento. Favors thinks about a three from the top, instead hands off to Ingles. Joe swings to the right corner to Jarebko. He's got two tonight. He'll fire another and hit another. Jazz have seven threes already tonight, lead 47-29. As we mentioned early, Pistons 24th in the league defending the three, 25th in the league at denying the three. I actually think that second number is more important than the first, Ron. The ability to not allow a team to take threes, to me, is as much as anything. Offensive foul on the Pistons.
That's his third foul, boy. He really, it looked like he just stood Jarebko up there, stepped out, and really...
Foul called on Moreland. Foul called on Moreland, not on Ennis.
Not
so that's
on Ennis.
His first foul. Ennis will check out. Rubio checks back in. 47-29 the score. Jazz by 18. Pass up top to Gobert. Overplayed. Gobert recovers, then takes a few extra steps.
Yeah, that extra step. If you're not going airborne, then you're going to get a traveling call. I mean, he took two steps. Those steps that he normally takes to change directions, and but except he didn't shoot the ball.
Jonas, by the way, 11 points here, 3 of 3 from three. Three threes is a season high for Jonas. Tied it. Here's Kennard on a curl, left-hander, pulls up and hits.
Just like Joe Ingles, they like him going from right to left so he can get that left hand in play.
I mean, he's not Donovan Mitchell, but he's not awful. 43% shooter, 42% from three. This draft is just incredible. I mean, Donovan sliding in the draft is going to be looked back upon as Rubio penetrates. Swirl dribble cooks it out to AB. AB drives with the right hand, floats up a right-hander, comes out. Favors taps it back. Rubio has it. Rubio throws a lob to Gobert. He's up high, and he rings the bell. Woo!
Now, that was a lob, but that was
off not, the bounce.
That was very, very high. I mean, he had to go up, and he was 5 feet on the other side of the rim when he caught it.
Lob from the right side over the basket to the left side. Kennard pops out right side. Jazz trying to keep him to the baseline. Ingles knocks it away and steals it. Ingles comes to the front court with an 18-point lead in a 49-31 game. Comes to the three-point line, rises, fires, and hits. Joe Ingles and the Jazz have hit 8 of 12 from three tonight and lead by 21. With 7:45 left in the second quarter. Timeout, Stan Van Gundy. Wow. Joe Ingles with a little bit of filth there. Just kind of walking himself into a three and then busting. Utah by 21 as they play Phil Collins, Something in the Air Tonight. Yeah, three balls on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz lead at 52-31. We've got 7:40 left in the second. Earlier tonight, Minnesota beat Washington. The Clippers are playing Chicago. Should be an easy one for the Clippers. Let's check in what's going on there.
Washington up top, moves to his right. At the elbow, gets a screen from DeAndre. 9 to shoot. Launches a 17-footer and is good for Austin Rivers. Austin, 4 of 8, 10 points, 6 assists here tonight. And the Clippers lead 80-74. Cameron Payne up the right sideline. Accelerates to the base.
And Blake Griffin checks back in. He was very active in the first quarter, taking 9 shots in 9 minutes. He'll shoot the first time here on a drive to the basket and score. Rubio, Burks, Ingles, Favors, and Gobert for the Jazz. Drummond and Blake Griffin for the Pistons. Rubio fakes the ball inside to Gobert. Gobert comes back to get it. Now Rubio splits a bunch of defenders, drives, and fouls. Other games in the NBA we'll keep an eye on. Oklahoma City in Atlanta going right down to the final stages right now. Clippers, as we showed you, are up on Chicago. San Antonio's blowing out Orlando at halftime, 62-37. And Charlotte and New Orleans are getting tight down the wire. 3 fouls on Andre Drummond, and he'll stroll off the floor slowly.
Wasn't in the ball game very long.
52-33, Jazz by 19. Donovan left side. Double teamed off a pick, finds Rubio at the top. He ball fakes, gives it back to Donovan. 3 on the clock, takes 1 dribble, double pump fake, throws a high arcer up, it's an air ball.
And Rubio looks at Donovan and says, I'm sorry. You give up the basketball in a short clock that far away.
He, 52-33. 3 ball for Jameer Nelson, swirls out. Jameer won the under 6 foot player of the year, went at St. Joseph's many years back. Here's AB on the left side. AB bounce, gets a bounce pass from Rudy, then twirls around, switches it back out to Rubio. Rubio guarded by Nelson, pulls into a mid-range left side jumper, good. Ricky Rubio 2 for 4 tonight. He's been averaging 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists over the last 10. Kennard, quick 3, no good, rebound Gobert. Jazz by 21, Rubio on the push. Favors sets an early screen. Rubio goes to the corner. Wraps it back around to Favors. Swings back to Mitchell. Donovan jabs right, goes left, gives to AB. AB now settles himself. Still dribbling. Bounces a nice pocket pass to Favors. Rotation to Rubio, deflected. Rubio picks it up. Tries to penetrate. Does, gets it knocked away and stolen. Here come the Pistons the other way. And Mitchell commits the Euro foul as Rudy Gobert alertly was yelling out to Mitchell, foul, foul, foul. 54-33, Ish Smith checks back in for Jameer Nelson. Jazz by 21, they've hit 8 of 13 from 3, 22 of 32 overall. Their effective field goal percentage, which weighs 3-point shooting, is 81% right now. They're averaging 1.6 points every time they cross half court. Smith trying to go one-on-one, gives it inside, working the dribble back in Moreland against Gobert. He'll think better of that opportunity. Flares it back out to Bucks. Bucks penetrates on Rubio, nowhere to go. Back out to Blake. Blake takes a step back, contested 3 and hits.
That's one area he's really improved on.
Pistons' first 3 in 10 attempts. Well, this year, Blake Griffin from 3 is shooting 34% overall, 32 with the Pistons. Rubio and Mitchell miscommunicate. The ball goes loose. Stanley Johnson has it. Donovan tries to tie him up, strips it away. It goes to AB. He drives to the rack and lays it up and in. Jazz by 20. 5:14 left in the second. Jazz recent 6-game win streak, they've been by large margins. Ish Smith, Jazz go under on the pick. He bricks the jumper. And the rebound comes out. Smith is a poor outside shooter, 28% from 3 and not great for the mid-range. Donovan drives into the defense, loses the basketball. He guessed, they guessed better. Stanley Johnson, right-hand dribble, shoves off on Mitchell. Got a foul called on him earlier tonight on that. Doesn't get this one called. Offensive rebound, Moreland. Out to Kennard for 3 is good. The officials took that possession off because Moreland traveled. 56-39, Quinn will take a timeout. 4:33 left. Jazz by 17. Just have to make sure they don't let Detroit back in this game with a little sloppiness in the final. 4:32 on the Jazz Radio Network. We'll keep it here. Sorry. Let's go check in on Oklahoma City and Atlanta as they head down to the wire.
And the Thunder forge a 7-point lead, scoring 110. Leading 110-103 when scoring 110 this season. Thunder 24-6 on the season, pending the outcome here. Stepping out front, Damian Lee, shadowed by Westbrook. To a curl-cutting Prince. Lally ooping to the rim, ball knocked away by Grant, intended for Collins. Stolen by Brewer up the right side, Westbrook. Russell pulls up, pump fakes. Gets the ball back from Grant, slot right. Will organize the half-court attack with 3:40 to play. Backing down Lee. Shovels to Grant, stepping to the rim, lays it up. Counts if it goes, and it goes. He hung, hovered, then banked home a beauty as John Collins knocked him to the deck.
And that was Oklahoma City's final run. That game was close for a while. In fact, it was tied at 103. And that highlight right there that was John Collins' sixth foul made it 113-103. So the Thunder stretching out on that one, and they'll go ahead and win in Atlanta against Atlanta. Clippers in Chicago are playing right now. They've got about 7 minutes left. Clippers are up in that. Orlando in San Antonio. San Antonio's up 30. However, the close one now that we'll turn our focus to is New Orleans and Charlotte, which with about four or five minutes left is a one-point game. Donovan, guarded by the physical Stanley Johnson, works to the right side. Cross-court pass goes to the lady in the front row. She was not ready for it. And she did keep her legs crossed beautifully while she rose her hands to protect her face.
Yeah, that pass there, you can see Donovan gets up in the air to make that skip pass. In the meantime, Jay Crowder start going toward the baseline.
Smith penetrating to the basket, misses. Rebound Rubio. High up, right-hand rebound for Rubio.
That's
who's had trouble in back-to-back
David.
Games.
High up.
Well, he went high for Rubio.
Yeah.
Bounce pass to Gobert from Ingles to the basket, fouled and finishes. Beautiful finish by Rudy Gobert as he showed the basketball, then hit it and finished and puts the Jazz back up by 19.
You know, how often have we talked about his athletic ability that we don't see but from time to time? He actually goes up in the air, moves the ball away from the defender, and then brings it back and scores and gets fouled.
And took contact.
Yes.
Makes the free throw. 11 points now for Gobert. Jazz are led by 11 by Ingles, 11 by Gobert, and 11 by Jarebko. Jazz lead by 20 with 3:56 left. Blake Griffin has got 11 for the Pistons. Taken off the bounce three, it swirls out, rebound Ingles. Jazz wings are really running, as Quinn Snyder talked about in the coaches show. Ingles got an open look from the left side for three, hit. Assist Ricky Rubio, his fifth of the game. Ingles got 14. And Joe Ingles notches two more threes on his total. Randy Foy, you're in sight. Moreland puts an awkward right-hand push shot up. Kennard tries to grab the rebound, does. Kennard comes out of traffic on the far side with the Jazz leading 62-39. And an offensive foul on Blake Griffin on a pick. Joe Ingles having a nice little quarter for the Jazz. Joe's got 8 points in the quarter. As I reach over and look into Ron Boone's book.
Yeah, but he gets two threes, and that just puts him. He has 171. Randy Foy, 178.
Ingles into the air, gives to Mitchell, breaks the 45, bounces to Gobert, slam dunk, and no one's near him.
You know, usually coaches will call timeouts, you know, try to stop runs and try to regroup. I guess Stan Van Gundy just figures, hey.
What else are you going to do? 12-3 run on the Jazz or a 64-39 run. Driving is Smith, stolen by Crowder.
I know the owner of the team said this is unacceptable.
Yeah, I don't think Stan's got long to live.
Yeah.
I mean, as a basketball coach in Detroit, he's got long to live. Crowder wide open, three, no good. Back tapped out by Gobert. That would have been the Jazz 10th three of the game in the first half. Rubio gives to Ingles. He's unguarded for three. He was so excited that he bricked it. 64-39. Rubio commits an Euro foul to stop another fast break. Jazz, we think, are about as good as anyone in the league at that. They're down to the wire between Charlotte and New Orleans. Pelicans really can't afford to start losing a bunch of ball games here. That's in New Orleans, too. And that game is close. Ish Smith, jump shot no good. Remember, the Pistons are without Reggie Jackson, without Reggie Bullock, two of their better shooters. They've scored one field goal in 3 minutes. 64-39, Utah. Rubio penetrates, hands off to Gobert. He's at the free throw line, gives it out to Crowder. Crowder's getting a lot of airspace by Blake Griffin, so he shoots the three and misses. He's 2 for 4 tonight. Jazz are 9 of 17. Blake Griffin in the post, throws a bad pass after a double team comes, stolen by Mitchell. Ingles to the front court, scoops behind to Gobert, through the lane, fouled, left-hander, no. But Ron, remember my thing I was watching was whether the Jazz were focused on the game plan? In shoot-around today, they said anytime Blake Griffin drives left hand down the baseline, Antonio Lang told him, he'll come back. That's a good time to gamble. That's exactly what Ricky Rubio did right there to get that.
Why? Because he turns his back to the defense, and that's a great time to gamble and go double, forcing him to either pick the ball up or turn it over in a situation like that.
Gobert misses the first free throw.
And Stanley Johnson picking up his second foul.
64-39, Utah. Ish Smith checks out. He's 0 for 4 shooting in 14 minutes.
So according to my alert here.
Oh, you got Russell, an alert. I have many alerts coming.
Russell Westbrook, 100th
triple-double. He probably made sure of that. Gobert misses both free throws, unfortunately. He's got 13 points tonight. Jazz 64, Pistons 39. Jazz offense is something else right here. Nelson penetrates in the lane. Gobert swats it out to the free throw line where Crowder picks it up. Crowder on the run. Crowder kicks it back out to Rubio. Rubio puts it back on the deck after thinking about a pass. Rolls with Gobert. Fakes the bounce pass to the lane. Misses the layup. Gobert offensive rebound. Gobert powers up. Throws it up top. It's knocked away and stolen by Johnson. And a foul by Ingles.
And so what did that do? That stopped 2 points because it was a piston underneath the basket all by himself.
It was the third time they've done that.
Yeah.
By the
And they're still not in the, well, they are now.
I just got an alert. The Bulls are on an 11-2 run. 5 minutes left. That game is now Clippers 102, Chicago 96.
How come I didn't get that alert?
Because I have special alerts.
You have special stuff.
I have a beta program that the NBA is trying. Blake Griffin, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Joe Ingles. Pushes ahead to Crowder, resets Ingles. Ingles on the right side, Blake Griffin defending. Rolls him into a Gobert pick. Terminates the dribble, resets with Crowder. Gobert at the right elbow. Guarded by the smaller Moreland, so he's going to bump. He's going to back. He's going to roll a hook across the middle, but it gets knocked away. Mitchell picks it up, 5 on the clock. Donovan, step back three, no. Rebound loose, picked up by Jameer Nelson, smallest guy on the floor, outlets to Stanley Johnson. Stanley Johnson, big Euro step to the rack, misses the shot, rebound tipped. Donovan has it. 24 seconds left in the quarter. Pelicans are on a 14-4 run, by the way, to regain the lead in Charlotte. Oh, the excitement of this playoff run. Jazz are up 25 here, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Left side, Donovan drives in the lane, attacks the basket, lost the basketball. Picked up by the Pistons, 2 seconds left. Kennard slides by Rubio to the rack. He dunked it too late. He dunked it too late.
Rubio waved at him, brought his hands back, and then let him go.
That might sum up the Pistons' entire half. The Jazz were brilliant, and they lead it after a 42-point first quarter, 64-39 at the end of one half on the Jazz Radio Network.
Introducing
Rock the Casbah.
First half recap on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Back up top to Rubio, kicks to the corner to Favors, catch and shoot three, got it. Derek Favors, corner three. Here comes Donovan, 5 seconds left. Cross court pass to Repko, corner three. Pow! 42 first quarter points. Rubio penetrates, swirl dribble, cooks it out to AB. AB drives with the right hand, floats up a right hander, comes out. Favors taps it back, Rubio has it. Rubio throws a lob to Gobert. He's up high, and he rings the bell. Woo! Been a highlight-filled first half brought to you by America First. America First game summary, America First. For the finest in financial services, visit AmericaFirst.com. Well, Ron, when the night started, You would have thought with Minnesota going to Washington, Oklahoma City's in Atlanta, probably unlikely. Clippers in Chicago, probably unlikely. New Orleans playing Charlotte. I mean, Spurs playing Orlando. It seems unlikely that you're going to, but maybe one person trips up somewhere. It doesn't look like we're going to get any help tonight.
Well, Jazz in a situation right now where they just have to not worry about, I mean, they're going to need some help, but can't worry about what other people are doing. Just try to take care of business yourself.
Luke Kennard starts the second half. Guarded by Favors outside the three-point line. His three's no good, and Ingles rebounds. Joe has 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists already. Joe, triple-double tonight? 64-39. Joe had a double-double earlier this week. Jazz have won 18-20. Here's Donovan. He's been quiet, actually. Left-hand drive, scoop, no, but a foul. Donovan has just 3 points. Every Jazz player who's played has scored. Jazz do not have Raul Neto. He has a fractured wrist. Dante Exum is on the bench in a suit after going through a workout with the Salt Lake Stars today. Closed workout. Mitchell's first free throw, no good. By the way, I had to apologize on your behalf.
On my behalf?
Well, we have been talking about how Donovan's been missing free throws. Mm-hmm. It's not true. I actually went and looked at it. It's absolutely not true. He seems to miss maybe his first one of every night, and then he seems to make about 6 straight. And he finishes nights at 9 of 10 and 6 of 7, and then he's not actually missing free throws. So I had to apologize.
The total key is to...
Blake Griffin, 3 left side, no good. Donovan rebounds, head up, gives it over to Ruby on the right side. What's the key, Ron?
To get to the free throw line more than just 2 or 3 times a game.
Donovan, nifty left-hand dribble, flares it back to Favors. 18-footer from the right elbow's too hard. Smith rebounds for the Pistons, Jazz leading 65-39. Ish Smith played his college ball at Wake Forest, goes coast to coast and lays it up and in.
That's his first 2 points. And now this morning they talked about Ish in transition. This is where he gets most of his points. He likes to score by just outrunning it down the floor.
65-41, Jazz by 24. Gobert in a nice roll to the rack, takes a left hand and puts it off the glass and in from 3 feet out. Rudy's got 15, and the Joe Ingles triple-double watch is still on. 14 points, 5 rebounds, now 5 assists for Joe. Drummond, cross-court pass out to the open area like a soccer player, run down by James Ennis. He drives into the body of Ingles, and a foul called on Joe. Jazz 67, Pistons 41. The Pistons have still not equaled the Jazz first quarter points. Jazz had 42 points in the first quarter. They lead it 67-41 right now. Would have been quite a sight if the Jazz hadn't scored and still led. Here's Stanley Johnson driving, sees Gobert, thinks better of it, throws it right to Rubio. Man, you could just see him quiver in fear of Rudy Gobert right there. Rubio, left-hand drive, gets it stolen from behind by Ish Smith. Ingles is back. Ingles cuts off Smith. He drives by, lays it up and in. Donovan's still trying to get that chase down block. He hasn't quite figured out how to time him yet. 24-point lead for the Jazz, 67-43. Ingles, open look right side, 3, good.
And that's the 10th one, David. And what does that mean?
$100.
To the Huntsman Cancer Institute, courtesy of Mountain America. You can learn more about Mountain America's community involvement at MACU.com, and you can see the frustration on Blake's face.
You think Blake's wishing he was in Los Angeles?
I would imagine he's had dreams about that.
You don't think this is how Blake saw his career playing out after he was given that extravaganza experience this summer when he signed a long-term deal in L.A.? Ingles, guarded by Drummond. It's going to take him one-on-one. Looks to step back from three. Drummond attacks. Joe crosses over, beats him to the rack, kicks out to Rubio. Left side corner, 3, no. Rebound, Smith. Smith driving coast to coast again, lays it up and in. Quinn doesn't like that. That's a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 70-45. Jazz by 25. Ish Smith has been going coast to coast with the motor running on the Jazz Radio Network.
Who's hot tonight? It's your Utah Jazz Player Spotlight.
Ingles got an open look from the left side for three, hit. Assist Ricky Rubio, his fifth of the game. Ingles got 14. And Joe Ingles notches two more threes on his total. Randy Foy, you're in sight. Randy Foy is the all-time single season three-point leader. Joe Ingles so far tonight for the Jazz has...
He's five down, David.
Including that last one?
Including the last one. He's three tonight.
Three tonight. Five to go for Joe. Joe's 24 is his career high. He's got 17 tonight. Derek Favors at the free throw line. Gives it out to Rubio. Jazz leading by 25. Rubio drives, gives to Favor, push shot from the dotted line, no good. Rebound controlled by Drummond. Outlet to Kennard. Blake Griffin leads with 11. Drummond has 10 for the Pistons, who are trailing by 25. Ish Smith has 6 in the quarter. Pull-up jumper, he's got 8.
Ish Smith, 2.
Well, it's been all Ish in this quarter so far. 8 points.
Left-hand dribble by Donovan all the way to the rack. No one stopped him. He scores. So Ish Smith's performance so far has been comeback-ish. Not really a comeback, but comeback-ish. Sorry. 72.
You ought to apologize for some of that stuff.
Someone's laughing somewhere. Kennard drives, blocked by Favors. Gobert's upset because he was going to get it. Fast break, Ingles curls out. Leaves it behind for Rubio. Guarded by Blake Griffin. Ball fakes, now the top to Mitchell. Cross-court pass to Joe Ingles at 95 miles an hour. Into the post to Favors, guarded by Stanley Johnson. Favors gets it knocked away by Johnson. 25-point lead from the Jazz. Turnovers rising a little bit here for the Jazz. They have 14. Stanley Johnson, Bogarting Donovan Mitchell to the basket. Travels. Stanley Johnson, when I scouted him out of Arizona, I was very concerned about him, Ron, because he was just so much bigger and stronger, clearly, than anyone he'd ever played. I mean, he was this size as an 18-year-old freshman, which meant he was that size at 17. Like, you could just... But he didn't have a... Like, you wondered what was going to happen when guys were suddenly as strong as he is.
As strong and as athletic.
Right. Pick and roll. Ingles lobs it into Gobert. Rudy catches in traffic and finishes. And Stan Van Gundy wants a timeout. And Joe Ingles has 6 assists tonight. Triple-double watch for Joe Ingles. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. And you know what we got right now? A palindrome. And boy, is it ever. And it's never good to be on the wrong side of a palindrome. Jazz 74, Pistons 47. Timeout on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah leads at 74-47, 7:09 left in the third. Donovan Mitchell has tied his career high with 7 rebounds. Jay Crowder checks in for the Jazz. Eric McKee and George Niang are both available tonight. Just talking about guys who spent a lot of G League time might get a chance tonight. Andre Drummond drives from the left side to the rack, going at Gobert, trying to posterize and misses and fouled by Rudy. Rudy bumped, jumping up and down, thought he might be able to block the shot, but he did foul him. By the way, Tony Bradley got a concussion today. Must have, I don't know when. He's with the Stars, so he's in the concussion protocol. Andre Drummond misses the free throw. He's been a bright spot this year at the line, 62% after some miserable free throw outings years past. Makes the second after missing the first.
He's not scored since the first quarter.
Jazz effective field goal percentage is still at 70% right now. They lead 74-48. Rubio off a Gobert pick, tries to free Donovan. Donovan comes to get it. Guarded by Blake Griffin, they'll do a pick and roll. Flares it back to Ricky, ball fakes, it has Gobert at the basket, he dunks. Almost as though he was trying to lure Drummond into going after it and then dunked it. Rudy's got 19, 7th assist for Rubio.
Just the ball just hopping. I mean, that was just timing.
You know, when we got Ricky, Ron, they talked about that great ball fake he had over the head. We didn't see it for a while. We're seeing it now. He moves Drummond, right-hand hook shot from 8 feet out, no good. Goes up for the rebound, tries to power Gobert underneath the rim for the next shot and a foul on Rudy. He I mean, Joe's got a ball fake. It's great. Rubio almost reminds me of a quarterback who pump fakes the safety off someone and then finds his receiver. It's always over the head passes that he's pump faking. He does it as much as I've seen anyone in the league. Drummond back to the line. First one's good.
Well, those passes just, it freezes you. Especially if you don't throw it.
If you're just tuning in, no help tonight. Minnesota won in Washington, 116-111. Oklahoma City won in Atlanta, 119-107. Clippers won in Chicago, 112-106. Drummond splits the free throws. New Orleans won 119-115 over Charlotte, and San Antonio's up 40. Moving pick on Gobert. On San Antonio leads Orlando by 40 right now. Jazz leads 76-49. Denver and the Lakers play later tonight, so we get put ourselves in that terrible spot of rooting for the Lakers again. Sorry, Ron. No, not as hard for you since you played for them. Ish Smith penetrates to the basket, fouled by Gobert, or fouled by Ricky before the shot, I think. Nope, yeah.
Ricky Rubio, personal foul number three.
Game is... Jazz are up 27, so the game's lost a little vibe here.
Yeah, that first quarter was as good as it's going to get, I think.
Jazz fans, season tickets are available for next season. We'd love to have you come on out and join us. 801-325-2999. I usually tell you to wait till after the game, but you can call now if you'd like to. That's 801-325-2999. Jazz season tickets are available. Free throw by Smith. First one good, second one not. Jazz by 26. Ish Smith has 9 points in the quarter. Here's Rubio. He's got 7 assists to lead the Jazz. Ingles has 6. Joe comes to get at the top. Another pick. Jazz hit the most picks of anyone in the NBA. Joe now will work on a dribble handoff to Rubio. Rubio comes behind his back to a tough shot in the lane. It's an air ball. Gobert grabs it. 3 on the clock. Rudy's going to take an 18-footer from the right baseline and put it off the side of the glass. Jazz fans, Safelite Auto Glass will donate $5 for every rebound secured by this year's leading rebounder. All proceeds for the Safelite Auto Glass Master of the Glass will be donated to the Utah Food Bank at the end of the season. Tonight, your leading rebounder, 8 for Donovan Mitchell. That's a new career high for Donovan. Smith travels. Half court sets, no running right now, and not a lot of scoring.
Yeah, that means the clock is just not running very fast, huh?
No, pace of play is slow. Jazz offensive rating is 128. Defense is 84 again tonight. 101 is the best defense in the NBA in Boston for the time being. Jazz, since Rudy Gobert has come back, have a defensive rating of a 96.1. Cross-court pass to Repko has 3 threes to tie a season high. Penetrates, gives to Gobert, back out to Donovan. Catch and shoot 3, no. Rebound grabbed by Drummond. Drummond's got 8 rebounds. He averages 16. Here's Stanley Johnson. Leaves it behind for Drummond. He resets Blake. 4-5 pick and roll. Blake the 4, Drummond the 5. Drummond goes to the post. Jarebko's holding on to him for dear life and fouls him. So the Jazz this year are 26-15 when Rudy Gobert plays. Their defensive rating in games in which Gobert plays is a 98. That means, or no, excuse me, that's their defensive rating with Gobert on the floor. 98, league best is 101. Defensive rating with Gobert since he returned is a 96.1. 5 points per 100 possessions better than the best defense in the NBA. The best way to describe what the Jazz defense has done is since January 19th when Gobert came back, the Jazz defense is better than the Rockets' offense. Drummond splits the free throws again. It's 76-51 Utah with 4:45 to play third quarter. Rubio double stagger left to right, trying to get Donovan free. He pops out right side, takes a high dribble. No look pass to Gobert, goes to dunk. He's fouled by Stanley Johnson. We got a 30-point bell. Brought to you by Larry H. Miller, Lexus of Murray, and Lexus of Linden, inviting you to test drive a luxurious automobile today. Let's find out who rang that 30-point bell.
Chased by Burke as he works to his right off the Barnes screen, then back to Barnes in the middle against Burke on the mismatch. Isolation with seven to shoot. Back him down. Turnover his right shoulder, fading and scoring.
Well, the only exciting part about that is I think our friend Trey Burke got back into a Jazz broadcast. But it was with Harrison Barnes scoring on him for Harrison Barnes, 30 tonight. Dallas beat the Knicks 110-97 because somebody had to win. We had a few of those tonight. Somebody had to win games. Big one, though, the other game that we don't talk about is Gobert splits the free throws. He now has 20. We don't talk about this game much, but this is a huge one tonight. Indiana won in Philadelphia, 101-98. With Washington's loss, if Washington had won tonight and Cleveland had lost, which they won't, they're playing Phoenix, but Cleveland would not have had home court advantage. Left side, Smith misses. On great defense again by Rubio and Blake Griffin with help. Donovan, low dribble, driving to the lane. He's fouled, throws it up to the glass. It's no good. He'll get two free throws.
Boy, he's getting so good at splitting the defense. See, this time he tucks it into the midsection. Sometimes he takes it over the top just to make sure that he doesn't get knocked out of his hands and he can finish at the rim.
Another 30-point play. You guys are going nuts back there. It's Donovan with the Jazz up 77-51. Misses the first free throw. All right, let's find out who else scored 30 tonight.
The high screen, a bounce pass back to Carl, who rumbles into the paint, nearly turned it over, but kicks it out to Teague. Now back to Cat in the corner, pump fakes a three, now lets fly, it hits. Carl Anthony Towns with a corner three opposite the Wizards bench, and it puts the Wolves up by two possessions with 29 seconds left.
Oh, what a clutch shot. With a great call, that was the dagger of that one. With Jimmy Butler out, Ron, Jazz leads 78-51 here. Three from the left side is almost an air ball. Andre Drummond gets the rebound, misses the follow. Rebound Gobert, his ninth. Rubio to the front court. Ball fakes. Now reset by Donovan. Rubio, underhand scoop to Donovan. Comes off of Gobert's pick. Splits the double team. Swings to Jerebko. He drives. Stanley Johnson flies by on a foul called. Ron, with Jimmy Butler out, the question was, will Karl Anthony Towns step up, be Anthony Davis-esque for Minnesota? He's that kind of talent. The answer tonight was certainly yes, as he has 37 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks and a steal on 13 of 17 shooting.
You know, his style, David, is like an easy offensive style. I mean, he can score because he doesn't have to. It seems like he doesn't have to work as hard. You know, some guys have to bang you and play the bully game. He just has a finesse game.
Gobert with two on the shot clock. Jump stops in the lane, throws it out to Donovan. I don't know if he'll get it off. He did. He hit from the logo. Donovan Mitchell from the logo, and the Jazz are up 30.
David, he's had at least two of those tonight, maybe three, to where he gets it in a very, very short clock, 0 points. Something to get the shot off, and that really hurts your percentage. He finally makes one. Boy, look how deep that is.
He's from the logo.
Yeah.
Thurl Bailey joins us now. By the way, that was Donovan's 1,200th point of the season. Donovan has over 1,000 points, over 200 rebounds, over 200 assists in his first 60 games. Last guys to do it are Kyrie, Blake Griffin, Tyreek Evans, and that guy LeBron. He's tied Allen Iverson now for 6th all-time on three-pointers by a rookie. Thurl, how are you?
I'm doing really good, D-Lock.
Jazz are rolling a little bit.
Yes, they are.
Another defensive night, too, by the way, even though their defensive rating tonight is an 80. Is an 80.
I'm sorry for interrupting there, but
Andre Drummond and who?
No, it was Rudy and Jay Crowder.
Uh-oh.
They sandwiched Drummond and just pushed him completely out of them to the point where Drummond just said, threw his hands up.
Well, Jazz are, here comes Donovan driving. Blake comes over to the side. Donovan lost the basketball. The Jazz are physically beating up the Pistons a little bit right now, too. Like the Jazz, it's interesting how Jay Crowder's addition, and I'm not saying this to criticize Rodney Hood and Joe Johnson, but those are not very physical players, right? Like,
right.
Joe's not getting in on you defensively, and Rodney's not touching anyone. So, like, you add Jay Crowder, add him with Royce O'Neal, Joe Ingles. Like, I mean, Joe Ingles talked today, Thurl, at shoot-around about how kind of each guy has their own little element of toughness, whether yep. it's Rudy or Crowder, these are the three from Galloway. These guys have become a pretty physical, difficult team to play. You can build off that if you want to, Thurl.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, a lot of times defense is kind of synonymous with how tough you are.
Crowder, three is good. 12-3 of the night for the Jazz. They lead 84-56.
And bringing in Jay Crowder just adds to that. Matter of fact, I think it gives them a little bit more toughness physically.
Well, he's got to be top 10 toughest guys in the league, isn't he?
I think so.
And Joe Ingles is top 10 pest, and Rudy's the best defensive player. Driving Blake Griffin, blocked by Rudy, grabbed out of the air by Rudy, lead dribble by Rudy. He tries to give it off to the side and throws it away, but it goes out of bounds off the Pistons. It's all right. I don't care. Like, and neither does Quinn, by the way.
You can afford to do that.
You're up 28.
No. You're wrong. You're wrong. Neither does Quinn. No, you're absolutely wrong. He stopped him going off the floor.
He's talking about something else.
Me.
He's talking about where he's going to eat tonight after the game.
Yeah, right.
Terebko, left side three, no good. Rebound comes down to Moreland.
But he was flying down the floor, though. I mean,
he was just going too fast for his own good, actually, was the problem. Stanley Johnson with a wild dribble, scoots it underhand to 23, Blake Griffin. Blake still's got his red Clipper shoes on. He's working inside. He's way off balance. He kicks it over to Johnson for a corner three. It's good. Rudy Gobert, by the way, has a double-double tonight, 20 and 10 as he sits down. That's the third 20-point game for Rudy in the last four games. No one talks about Rudy as an offensive player. My metrics have him as a top 10 offensive impact player in the NBA.
Well, it's a big difference in being an impact player and being an offensive player.
Crowder, another three, no good.
Would you agree? I better ask Big T. Big T, would you agree?
There's somewhat of a difference from the, if you look at it from the perspective of having the ball in your hands and being relied on to score.
Correct.
Because so, even good scorers can be their impact players.
So I agree with both you guys, but I would also go to this. It's my slogan in life. Mike D'Antoni wouldn't shoot a three if he could dunk every possession. Donovan drives into traffic, double clutches, short with a shot. Jarebko pulls it out of the air, lays it up and in. You understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, that just confuses me more.
What I'm saying is every coach in the league, if they could get a dunk on every possession, would do it.
Yeah, but he doesn't get a dunk. Well,
he's 9-12 tonight. Like, he and DeAndre Jordan are two of the best offensive players in the league. They get dunks at an alarmingly high rate compared to the rest of the league.
Well, that's where he thrives. I mean, that's really the only place he's going to be effective offensively.
Right, but that's huge. And that gravity of him at the rim is not that different than Steph's gravity out on the floor. If Rudy rolls to the rim, you got to go with him. Probably bring two guys. Donovan, 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Crossover dribble, pull up, three, swirls out. 86-59, 8 seconds left in the quarter. Blake, bumping, backing.
It's not going to be easy, Blake.
Missing, rebound, Mitchell. You know why it's not? Wow, yes. Derek Favors and Eric Moreland just got into it. You know why it's not going to be easy, Thurl?
Yes, I do, but you're going to tell me.
Because he was guarded by Jay Crowder.
Yeah, exactly.
Thurl, have a great night on the postgame show. Jazz 86-59 for Detroit. We'll take a look at what happened between Moreland and Favors. Frankly, the Jazz are just beating the crap out of the Pistons, both just shooting physically every which way, and they are really frustrated. Van Gundy is out at midcourt right now talking to James Capers about this game. Back with more on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz blowing out the Pistons. And the Jazz have just become unpleasant to play. That's the best way I can say it. Nothing, by the way, called out of that interaction between Moreland and Favors. Ingles penetrates out to O'Neal, rotates to AB. Left-hand dribble to the elbow. Brings it back up top to O'Neal, and he 3 second on AB. Or excuse me, on
Derek Favors.
Derek Favors.
Yeah.
I think he thought AB was going to shoot.
So AB was going to shoot the basketball.
Ron, you just put, I mean, any collection. Right now you got Jay Crowder, Royce O'Neal, Joe Ingles, Derek Favors, Gobert, and Mitchell. Like, that's just an unpleasant experience playing the Jazz right now. And Jarebko, frankly, in Boston was known as a pretty physical, elbow-throwing kind of pain in the butt. So the Jazz have just become entirely unpleasant to play.
Well, you heard Stan Van Gundy. Obviously, he watches every team and every player in the league, and he was really complimenting Quinn and this team.
Kennard on a curl, high arcing jumper is good.
It says they're a smart team. Don't make a lot of mistakes out there. I mean, they turn the ball over, but to the point where you got to play well in order to beat them.
AB snakes under a pick, swings it left side to O'Neal. O'Neal cross court to AB, grabs on a go and catch to the rack, draws the foul. Great job by AB. I was just thinking to myself, Ron, he's got to just catch at some. At some point, AB has got to catch the ball and move it immediately to gains, to have Quinn believe he'll do that. And there he did. Not quite what I was thinking, but he saw the play beforehand on a go and catch and drew himself two free throws. That's exactly what you need from AB.
Yeah, it's amazing when you can be a step or maybe not even a step ahead of what's about to materialize. It, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you see the floor and what's about to happen, and you get a step ahead of it. That's the reason that point guards are so valuable and so good, because they're kind of ahead of the plays all the time.
If you hear Quinn talk about his offensive system as the Jazz lead 88-61, he talks about advantage basketball. The whole premise of the offense, Tolliver right corner three for Detroit, no good. AB rebounds, outlets to Ingles. The whole premise of the offense is that they're going to gain an advantage. Right here, Ingles comes off a pick with Crowder. They now have an advantage, and they flare it over to Crowder. Crowder's got advantage. He didn't drive. Swings back to Ingles. Now the advantage is negated. New pick and roll. Ingles finds Favors on the roll, who had the advantage, and Favors is fouled. And the reason I'm mentioning this is that's the premise of the offense. That the advantage was lost there because Jay Crowder caught the ball and held it for a second. What Quinn doesn't want a player to do is to catch and hold it or not know where they're going to go before they get it, because then the other team can recover and the advantage is gone.
Okay, we've talked many times about getting the defense scrambling, and that's to the point where you're getting an advantage because you get teams mixed in with their help defense, and you get it scrambling enough, you're going to get the mismatch you want, or you're going to get open looks.
That's the blender, right?
It's the blender.
Derek Favors, free throw, both of them no good.
Has not scored since the first quarter.
And his first quarter was brilliant. Yeah. First quarter was some of the best basketball I've seen him play, 88-61. Pass left side to Moreland. Underhand scoop to Kennard, double team, passes it back to Moreland, whose cross-court pass is deflected off Crowder out of bounds with six on the shot clock.
Anytime your offense is geared to get shots at a certain spots on the floor, and the way you get there is set good screens and you run good routes, then the ball movement comes into play.
Left catch and shoot corner three by Galloway off the inbound, no good. And in the case of the Jazz, a lot of that's in the blender and then be in the right spot. Their spacing is so specific. Lob by Ingles inside to Favors. He's fouled and finishes. He flipped it up. It went high above the rim and down the cylinder. And the Jazz best pick and roll combination of Favors and Ingles back out on the floor to open the fourth quarter. And Ron, you astutely pointed out earlier in the broadcast, subtle things in the midst of this win streak and the way the Jazz have been playing, you think nothing's changed, but Quinn has adjusted a few things, and one of them is who he's playing together in the second unit, having Joe and Derek together.
Yeah, you can just see what he's doing there in that first quarter. Derek is the first one that comes out, and then a little bit after that, Joe Ingles comes out. Then they come back in together in that second quarter. And if they're working that well together, why wouldn't he want those two out there?
That's the best pick and roll combination the Jazz have had statistically. They're back up 30, equaling their largest lead. Galloway's not wasting any time out here. He hasn't gotten much time recently. He's going to get his shots up. He's 1-for-4 after that miss. Royce O'Neal goes down to the right corner as the offense dictates. Back up top to Crowder. He drives on the advantage, bounces down low to Favors, who collects, rises high and hard, and throws it down. Derek Favors puts the Jazz up 32. 9:30 left. Derek's now got 12 points, so much for he hasn't scored since the first quarter. Tolliver, best three-point shooter on this team, really misses that one without Bullock tonight.
25 assists there for the Jazz. 25 of the 30.
Crowder drives the baseline, gets shoved out of bounds by Tolliver. And then Crowder whisks him away. You do not shove me. I am a beast.
How about Tolliver, the undrafted player?
Out of?
Creighton University, Omaha, Nebraska.
They teach you how to shoot at Creighton.
They let you shoot at Creighton. But the thing is, you know, this is an undrafted player that's in his 10th year in the league.
It's awesome.
just get a chance to see a lot of that anymore.
Ingles pick and roll with Favors. They force this one. It's a turnover. Pass ahead. Tolliver's at the basket. He dunks. Jazz by 30, 93-63, 9 minutes left. Jazz will win their 19th of their last 21 games and still not have made seemingly any inroads. Denver and L.A. are our last hope tonight. They tip off here just momentarily. Ingles, cross court to O'Neal. Corner three for Royce, no good. Favors going up for the rebound, can't get it. Jazz are 12 of 27 from three tonight. Joe Ingles has 7 points and seven assists. Three by Kennard, no. Crowder rebounds, plays quarterback with a bullet up the middle to A.B. A.B. comes off a Favors pick, weaves in the lane, gets a dribble knocked off his foot out of bounds, turnover on A.B.
Now you're talking about the Jazz not making up any ground.
Well, they've made up little. It just not. It doesn't seem like we've made enough ground for what we've done.
The Detroit Pistons leave here. They go to Denver, they go to Portland, they go to Sacramento, they go to Phoenix, and they go to Houston.
So we're hoping that we got them upset enough tonight that they decide to
win one of those games. You know, win,
they
beat
go to
Denver,
work.
Portland, one of those teams.
Be nice. Driving Drummond's back in the game, as is Gobert, with 8 minutes left, up 30. Here's Crowder on a fast break, and they got a whistle, and Royce O'Neal commits an offensive foul. Wow, I'm surprised. Donovan's back in the game. Gobert's back in the game. Drummond's back in the game. We're up 30. There is some level that you're playing every other day, which kind of gets your body in rhythm, and you want to get your usual time, but Donovan's played 31 tonight.
Yeah, he's had a season high in minutes of...
Donovan needs one more rebound 40. For the first double-double of his career. Turnover on the Pistons. Great steal by O'Neal. Rubio back in the game. Gives to Crowder. Drives on Kennard. Fouled by Kennard. Finishes while rolling on the ground on the left side.
You heard Van Gundy, the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, before the ball game, talk about how great the defense is of the Utah Jazz. And he said, and then, you know, you start playing good offense and things just fall into place for you, you know. You start making shots. And, I mean, he just went on and on and on about how guys start to play better because of that.
He really kept going back to the word confidence, right?
Yeah.
They started playing great defense, and then they just got confidence winning, and now it turns into everything else. And I think that's really true. This team
absolutely
is just – believes in itself right now at an alarming level. And they're up 33 on the Pistons. Jay Crowder has 14. Whistle on the inbound. Might be before the Pistons got it in. Jazz are on a 10-2 run right now, just to add on. Your Zions Bank starters tonight, Gobert with 20, Ingles with 17, 12 for Favors, 10 for Mitchell, 4 for Rubio. 96-63 Utah. Jameer Nelson wearing number 41 in Detroit. Hand off to Galloway. Through the lane, tries to float it over Gobert and does.
Well, you know right away, when you turn the corner, I'm going to have to shoot a floater and I'm going to have to get it high in the air. So your mind already tells you that, so you prepare for that. It's not going to be a surprise that Rudy's there.
Donovan, right baseline. Skip pass to the corner to O'Neal. Rotate to Crowder. Over to Rubio. Rubio drives, bounces to Gobert. He goes in the lane and fouled. And Rudy Gobert with 20 points and 11 rebounds will go to the line for looking for number 22. What's Rudy's season high this year, Ron?
In points, 26.
Thank you.
26 points and 17 rebounds.
Free throw for Rudy is good. Jazz had 64 points at the half. The Pistons just surpassed 64 points. Jazz took a 10-point lead 4 minutes into this game and have never had it in single digits after that fact. Jazz by 33 with 7 minutes left. Catch and shoot for Galloway. Short, long rebound Rubio. Rubio finds O'Neal left side. Royce drives into the lane. Swings it back to Rubio. Rotates to Donovan. Feet set. Ball wet. Splash. 101-65, Utah. 15-4 run. Can we call this?
Well, the thing is, you can. Some people say, well, they're running up the score. Well, you can't tell them not
another
to score.
Another turnover.
can't tell them.
They're working their defensive rating. Rubio to O'Neal. Right corner. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Gobert. Fouled on the way back up by Drummond. Donovan Mitchell has now passed Allen Iverson for threes in a rookie season. In a season. 6:20 left. 101-65. Utah. Wow. On the Jazz Radio Network.
NBA Now on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Towns with it, working to the left side, beyond the arc, trying to get it to Wiggins. They lob it inside to him. Andrew rocks the rim with the right hand. A Timberwolves onslaught continues from down 10 to up 7 with 5:15 left to play. Timeout, Scott Brooks. His squad has got to regroup. It is a 14-0 Timberwolves run.
Long rebound to Levine with 16 seconds. Topside to Felicio for three. No. Long rebound goes to Lou, and the Bulls wave the white flag. No foul coming. 112-106. Clippers had to earn it here in Chicago.
116-102. Raptors with the 14-point advantage. Van Vliet leans into a three. Air ball.
Well, it's a 50-win season for the Raptors.
Melo screens high right for Felton. Working that way to Melo, open. Springs an angle right three-pointer. Cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. Finishing touches tonight in Atlanta, baby. OKC 119, Atlanta 103.
He's an amazing player. He's amazing talent. We haven't seen anybody like this ever in the NBA. I think, obviously, him just breaking records is amazing.
That's the night of action in the NBA, brought to you by Mark Miller's Subaru. NBA Now, lots of action tonight. Jazz here lead 101-65. Rudy's done for the night. Jazz have taken Donovan Mitchell out of the game. Jerebko, Rubio, O'Neal, Udo with 6 minutes left. We will probably see McCree and Niang tonight.
When you see what Quinn's forced to do here.
Rubio's got to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't have another point guard yet. Might by Thursday or soon. Three ball for Rubio, no good. Jerebko flies in for the offensive rebound, catches and lays it up and in with the left hand.
He went right and took that rebound from Drummond.
I thought he took it from Nelson.
No, but Drummond was right there.
Oh, really?
With him. He took it from Drummond, even though Demiro Nelson fouled him.
And Jerebko with 15 and 8 tonight. Mm-hmm. Mark Miller Subaru wants you to love your car buying experience. That's why I developed Promise Price. Promise Price is an upfront, no-hassle price for every car on the lot. Come experience our commitment to Promise Price at either location or start your purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. We know you'll love the experience. Jonas with 16 tonight. What's his season high? Ron Boone checks the handy-dandy list.
17.
All right, it's one off. 104-65 Utah. 5:30 left. Season tickets for next year are available. Operators standing by. 801-325-2999. We heard an incredible number today. What was it? They basically have Jazz have an above 99% renewal rate on certain areas of the building. The expectation is there's a real chance the Jazz are going to sell out of season tickets. That they cap. The Jazz don't want to have the whole building done as season tickets because then people can never get an experience the game. So there's a real chance the Jazz will hit their cap on season tickets this year.
What a great.
Hard drive to the basket and blocked is Henry Ellison, who's played at Marquette's. Some people still think he might be all right. Van Gundy has not decided that to be the case. Didn't have a lot of lift on that drive. 104-65. Ellison tries to save it, but right to AB. Niang is in the ballgame for Rubio, so I'm not sure who the point guard is. Jerebko throws a bullet to Udo, rotates to Niang. Three right side. No, out. Niang has some NBA time. It's not as though he's looking for his first NBA points or anything of that nature. Here's Ellison driving. Tries to go over Niang and Udo. Loses it. Rebound comes out of bounds.
Out of bounds, Detroit.
Niang last year played 23 games for Indiana and did score.
Did not score.
No, did score.
Oh, did score.
In other words, these would not be his first NBA points. Ellison misses. It might be his career high minutes played, though. I mean, he didn't play. He had 15, actually, early in 2016. Niang drives, underhand scoop across the lane, knocked away. He played 15 minutes and had 4 points. He had 5 points in another game. So those were his biggest scoring games, and then dropped two every now and then.
Now, either that was a block, but whatever the case, Epe got his hand on it. Not sure if he was trying to shoot or pass it. Maybe he was trying to pass the ball.
Eric McCree out of Louisiana Tech checks in. McCree has not scored in his NBA career. He has played 3 minutes. So that would be cool. Kennard drives, sees Udo, throws a high pass to Nelson, who still has enough hops to catch it. Into the post to Ellison, who's just doing everything so quickly. Fading back, throws up an air ball as the shot clock expires. McCree grew up in Orlando, Florida, went to Louisiana Tech. He played briefly in February in two different games, about a minute 50 and 52 seconds, and then played the other night for 38 seconds to wrap it up in New Orleans, getting to play where he played college. But this will be the longest run for him in his NBA career. And he fires a three right here, and it squirrels out. Jazz 104, Pistons 65.
Watch McCree in those shooting games. He holds his own with the rest of the guys.
Kennard works in the lane, stops, flips it back up top. Did you fill out a bracket, Ron?
No, I have not. Are you filling out one?
No, I'm not. If I filled out a bracket, I would just have chosen the teams that the FBI revealed spent the most money. And that's how I would have, like, I would have tried to figure out their budget. And then I would have just taken the teams with the highest budget. So I guess I'm thinking Arizona wins it. Henry Ellison, 104-65. All right, I have a really honest question for you, Ron.
Okay.
Australia's talking about offering kids $100,000 to go play there for a year if they're high level. Would you say, if you had a, the Australian League's going to pay you $100,000 to go play pro in Australia for a year before you go pro in the NBA instead of college. So your kid's a top 10, top 15 draft pick, top 20 pick. You go into college or you go into Australia?
A top 20 pick?
Yeah, probably. Let's call it potential first round pick. AB, right side three, no.
I think that's, I don't think so. I think that's.
You would go. I would never go to college at this point. Kennard, nice drive and a finish. Here's why. Let me explain this. You're not going to college. Like, that's the misnomer in this whole, there's a timeout on the floor. We'll talk about it more when we come back. But the misnomer in this whole idea is the phrase we're using. You're not going to college. You're going to be a one-year mercenary for them while you take a few classes and play 30 basketball games and have a limit on how many hours you're allowed to practice.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about this.
There's definitely more.
An argument for me here.
Back with Ron Boots fired up. Jazz are up 104-69, and I've lit a fire under Boone. Next on the Jazz Radio Network. .69 Utah, 2:57 left. All right, so we're just talking about college. And I basically say, if I have a player who I know is going out after 1 year, I'm not sending him to college anymore.
Okay, I can understand that. But why would you want to send him to Australia for $100,000 in 1 year?
When
you get drafted in the top 15, you're looking at...
No, but the league rules say I have to wait a year out of high school. So in the year in which I have to wait, I'm not going to college. Oh, I'm going to get paid somewhere.
Then that's a no-brainer. Yeah, I thought maybe you.
Yeah, saying, no. Yeah. The idea that you're first restricting someone the money that they're allowed to earn, I don't like that at all. I don't think we should have an age limit at all.
Yeah.
The second thing is the NCAA has a limit on how many hours you can practice. I'm clearly going to make my living. They don't tell pianists, a piano star or a violinist or someone like that they can't practice. The only people in the world they tell can't practice are athletes. Why? I'm about to. Niang rolls to the middle and scores a left-hander up and in. Nice move by the Iowa State star. It's the only, like, really think about it. Like, they don't tell a novelist that they're not allowed to write. Like, I'm clearly going to make my living and a darn good one playing basketball. why can't I just, if I'm only going to go for a year, let me major in basketball, learn some finance, maybe learn coaching, learn some nutrition, and just go play.
I totally agree with that. You know, if you have the mindset that, you know, college is not for me, take the $100,000 and go. I thought you were talking about, hey, just trying to jump to the NBA.
Rebko three, no good. Jonas has one off his season high with 16.
You take the guaranteed money there. Plus, you only need 3 years in the league to start drawing a before you qualify for a pension.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go to Europe. The problem is going to Europe for a year is hard because they don't let you have a one-year contract. So what Australia is saying they're going to do is allow players to come for 1 year. Alley-oop, Alec Burks, reverse layup, he got it, oh! The pass was not a good one, he was coming from the right side. He had to catch it under the basket and then reverse it up and in.
And look at his teammates up and off the floor, off the bench.
108-70, Jazz. Pistons have scored 11 points here in the fourth quarter. The Jazz never stopped defending tonight. Galloway hits a three, 108-73 with a minute to play. Jazz defensive rating tonight is 75.7.
Pistons with a 30.
McCree throws an automatic pass. Kennard steals it, goes the other way for the layup.
Pistons with a 30-36 record. This time last year, they were 33-33.
Well, they have now lost 11 of their last 14, and that's with Blake Griffin. Nang turns it over, and Jerebko fouls Ellison coming the other way. The Jazz are in the penalty, so that'll be free throws. 44.9 seconds left. Jazz blow out the Pistons tonight. If you're just tuning in, the Jazz scored more points in the first quarter than the Pistons scored in the first half. Jazz led 42-21 at the end of one and then just kind of meandered the way through the night with defense. They've allowed 21 in the first, 18 in the second, 20 in the third, and 16 in the fourth. This will only increase the defensive numbers. By the way, the Lakers and the Nuggets are our last one to watch tonight. Lakers lead Denver 40-32 with 8 minutes left in the second. Hard drive by Niang to the glass and in. This was a bona fide score. He is the second all-time leading scorer in Iowa State history, I believe.
I'll tell you what, he's very offensive-minded and doesn't have any problems getting into the paint right now.
110-77. Jameer Nelson wrapping it up. Pistons without Reggie Jackson, without Reggie Bullock, and without a lot of gusto anymore. Their season has come to an end with no playoff search. They gave up a first-round draft pick in the Blake Griffin trade as Kennard drives and finishes. Luke Kennard will outscore Donovan Mitchell tonight, but nobody will think that that's got any measure of all. 110-79 will be your final. That is a whitewash. Jazz went up by 10 with 4 minutes into the game and then never got inside 10. Austin Horton is with Derek Favors.
Derek, we looked up, it's a 40-point game, something like that. What's the real story of the game today?
Just us competing, coming out playing as a team.
You guys didn't let up.
Austin, turn around.
All long. What was the story there?
Just come out, make a statement, just try to win on the defensive end, get stops, and convert to the offensive end, and make a play. They make plays, really.
With the month you had in December, that water feels even better each and every time, though.
Yeah, it does, man. We went through a lot in December. We growed as a team, got better. And, we just stuck together, worked hard, and, you know, it's paying off for us.
Finally, what's the ceiling for you guys?
As long as we keep playing hard, putting in the work that we put in, continue to play as a team, man, you know, we can accomplish a lot of good things.
You're having fun.
Yeah, I think everybody's having fun. You know, we just got to keep it up.
Okay, thanks, Derek. All right, no, David, that's Derek.
Quinn Snyder's got these guys focused. 19 of 21 have the Jazz won. Probably worth just a minor check just in Jazz franchise history. I don't think they've won 19 of 21 very often. Just kind of a thought on that. There haven't been a lot of, you know, we just haven't seen, this is incredible. But 19 of 21, by the way, you have now surpassed a quarter of the season. Right?
Right.
I mean, this is something else. By the way, it's a Papa John's night. Use the promo code JAZZ50 at Papa John's tomorrow, online orders only. and receive 50% off any regularly menu price.
Okay, help me out. Papa John's comes into play when?
Tomorrow.
Because of?
Jazz win.
Anytime they win.
Yeah, they did be giving away a lot of 50% pizzas recently.
My goodness. That's either good or bad.
I think they probably don't mind.
Yeah.
That's probably why
Plus
they did the
pizza's
promotion.
Good too, right?
Well, right. We like pizza.
Yeah.
All right, so the Jazz are really good. Ron, any thoughts on this one before we wrap it up?
You know, there's not much to say. I mean, first quarter did it all. I really don't think that the Jazz had a problem or had anything to worry about after that first quarter, you know, scoring 42 points. 81% there from the field. I don't think we haven't seen that all season long. I don't think I've seen that in quite some time. But it ended up knocking down, what, 5, 6 three-point shots in that first quarter and just never looked back. That's, you know, there's not much to say about this ball game. The Pistons aren't that good.
So just a quick thought here, and I'll look this up. And Tony Parks is back in the studio, and he's probably faster with math than I am. But just using some logic here, the Jazz have won 19 of 21.
21.
The two longest winning streaks in Jazz history are 15 by the 96 and 97 Jazz team, so they very well may have won 19 of 21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The 95 team won 14 straight. The 2009 team won 12 straight. You'd still have to go win 7 of your next 9 if you're going to do that. I'm not sure that they did that. And then there's 3 other teams that won 11. Like, I'm guessing that there may have been 2 or 3 other times in Utah Jazz franchise history that teams won 19 of 21.
Yeah, but I don't know about throwing in, what, 11 consecutive
road wins?
Road wins.
Right. I mean, this is
in the mix there, but that's.
Well, the 94 team I mentioned, I think, is probably the team that had the road winning streak, but maybe not.
Well, were they over 500 for the year?
I mean,
or they were.
I think that's the year in which Jeff comes, so.
Yeah.
Tony will probably figure this out with no problem at all. Tony and Britton are coming up. 110-79 is the final. And the Jazz roll by 31 tonight. Final defensive rating number tonight seems to be an 82.5. This is incredible. And unless the Lakers can hold on, they lead by 6. The Jazz got no help tonight. Oh, well, we'll just keep winning. Jazz win it. Enjoy your Papa John's tomorrow. Hope you had a great time tonight. Have a good night and be safe.